USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The worst mass shooting incidents in New Zealand in decades, carried out at two mosques and killing 49 people, injuring dozens of others.
Now classified as a terrorist event.
The police commissioner in the city of Christchurch, Mike Bush, says while four people are in custody, one has been charged.
A male in his late 20s has been charged with murder.
Just before the shootings, one of the alleged attackers posted a link to a manifesto filled with anti-immigrant sentiment, and one of the attacks appears to have been live-streamed on social media. 12 Senate Republicans line up with Democrats, slapping down the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution had also cleared the House previously, so it goes to the president's desk where he's promised to veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Students around the world are planning to skip school today for the Climate Change Day of Action. The movement started when a Swedish teenager sat before her country's parliament last year, holding signs concerning rising temperatures and natural disasters. The protests today may be the largest yet, as over 1,600 events are scheduled in more than 100 countries, including the United States. Rockets fired into Israel from Gaza. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt.
Remember, you can catch us online on our newly designed website, usaradio.com.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
News now from Capitol Hill, where Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee about growing threats from China. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Changing gears now to television and a report ABC about to bring back two classic popular game shows. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Shark.
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last time, our champion had just won another match.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.